This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If we were going to bet on how the economy is doing, you and I would give you all the analysts and pundits and experts that you want, and I would side with regular people out there every single time. The ones living it day in and day out, both individually and in terms of what it does for small businesses. With the strong, shall we say, likelihood that the Fed's going to raise interest rates this week, we've done some calling around to our regulars. Lisa Goldenberg is the president of the Delaware Steel Company. Lisa, it's good to talk to you again.
Great to be together.
Before I get to the question du jour about interest rates, how's business? How's it going for you out there?
I would say it's sort of mediocre. I never say lousy because you know me, I'm an optimist, yes. But it's borderline lousy if ever I could get away with those words.
Well, what's going on?
I think that the economy has really slowed down, and this giant freight train that I've been telling you about, the yep. little engine that could, that yep. tries to go up the hill, it's chugging, but it's taken some steps back. And aside from world terror that has everyone pretty shaken yeah. up, I think that industry as a whole has really slowed down. The administration has made some efforts to improve, but they're minimal and they're not enough and they're not fast enough. And we in the steel industry are taking a beating.
I have to tell you, I'm so glad we called you, because in a day and a half or 2 days or whatever it is, Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve are going to officially say, you know what, the economy is strong enough for us to raise interest rates, make money more expensive. Do you agree with that? And what's that going to mean for your business life?
Well, I agree with doing something. Something's got to get done. Doing nothing is unacceptable, and we've had a lot of doing nothing. After all, we've had low interest rates for years now, and they can't stay low for forever. They have to come back up. But it's almost immaterial. It's not going to be enough to really do much. We all love cheap money, but really the strong dollar has such a greater impact on what we're doing every day that a slight increase in interest rates, I don't think is going to affect anything.
Well, talk to me about that for a second. You do a lot of exporting. Obviously, you're in a global steel market. The strength of the dollar is, at a step or two removed from interest rates. How worried are you about that?
Well, the strong dollar for me is pretty much a disaster. There is no export when there's a strong dollar. So all the opportunity we have to ship other countries that we were doing for many, many, many years, not just my business, but many of my peers, we have all these goods coming into our country, and there's no opportunity to get it out because the dollar is just too high to trade in dollars. I look at that as a much greater predictor than a slight increase mm-hmm. to interest rates.
One more thing, and then I'll get out of your hair. We've been doing a bunch of stories about how the economy feels to individual people and how those economies make up the bigger national economy. So the question to you is, how does your economy feel to you right now, day in and day out?
A struggle. If I had to pick one word, it would be struggle. I don't think it's uncertainty. It's just it's a grind. It takes twice or three times as much effort to do half as much. So and you have to be smarter and leaner and tougher. So it's a struggle. It really is.
Lisa Goldenberg, she runs the Delaware Steel Company. We talked to her quite a bit. Lisa, thanks very much.
Great. Happy holidays.
All right, so the Fed is maybe, probably, kind of, sort of, who knows, going to raise rates on Wednesday. We're answering your questions about it on air and online. Ask us anything you want to know about how interest rates might affect your life. Get us on Facebook. We are Marketplace APM.